Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, certified lifestyle, relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. Whisperers, it is so good to be back in this room with you all for such a dynamic conversation. You know what? I hope you all are doing well. I hope you had a great week. And you know, I want you all to join in on this conversation. So please call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. Oh my goodness. Hey guys, did you get your cocktail or your mocktail of this episode? Well, we're enjoying the grumpy old man, a twist on the bourbon and ginger, and for you all that have the mocktail, isn't it delicious? It tastes so good. It's so refreshing and crisp. I love it. You know what? If you didn't get your cocktail or your mocktail of the episode, I'm sorry. You are missing out. You need to go and join our VIP listing via the live link in the description of this episode, so you can be a part of the in crowd and have the cocktail or mocktail. You are missing it. I tell you, this one is delicious. I love it. Don't forget, you can join our conversation by calling in at 516-595-8091. And guess what, Whisperers? Yes, Blog Talk Radio has done something fabulous. They have opened up the chat box, a live chat box via each episode, so you all can drop your comments in, your questions, your remarks. You know how your girl loves to monitor a great chat box. So there's no exception to this. I'm ready for you. I see some of you all in there already. Thank you so much for always supporting me. So are you ready to get into our discussion? You know, this discussion by far is something that will help you to tap into a deeper appreciation of yourself. And once you tap into being enough, it's such an amazing type of energy and power that you never will want to lose nor give up. You hear me? It's something that is dynamic that you don't ever want to lose. So you know I like to start our discussions off with a clear meaning, and this is no exception. So today's word that we're going to get an understanding of is enough. And that means adequate, competent, sufficient, or necessary. Once again, the word that we're understanding is enough. It means adequate, competent, sufficient, or necessary. So, Whisperers, I want to ask you three very important questions right off the bat. And so question number one is this. When did you realize you are enough? And question number two, have you realized you are enough? And number three, how did it impact you once you realized this? So, okay, here's the three questions again, and make sure you take some notes. And you know what, if you miss anything during our discussion, bookmark this, come back, listen to it, share it with someone who may need to also hear this topic, because that's what we do. We enrich other people by giving and sharing with them what we hear and what we learn. So the three important questions are this. When did you realize you are enough? Have you realized you are enough? And how did it impact you once you realized this? You know what? I'm going to share with you all when I realized I was enough. And this is very true. I had to be around, I had to be about 15 years of age, and we had relocated from the north to the south. And I mean, we were northeast kids, northeast family, and we relocated to the south. I don't mean like, you know, I mean the south. And like I told you all, we've lived across the map and back again. But we came from an area that literally was the melting pot of cultures, diversity, and every type of origin you can imagine. And now we were here in this state that we stuck out like sore thumbs. And not only that, I was in a pivot in my life because I'm 15 years old. I was being seriously ridiculed in school. I was being picked on by others because I didn't look like many of the young girls that were there. Because in my culture, I have a little more curves. I have curly hair and everything. And so I really just kind of did not look like them. And even at the time, they had ordered a swimsuit for me because I was on a swim team. And my coach told me, well, you know, we have to order you something different. Well, when it came in, it looked exactly like my teammates. So needless to say, that afternoon, I was on my way home by myself, and it was rather hot outside. And as I was walking, words were like running through my mind, things that my mom would tell me, things that my grandmother had said in my life, my grandfather, people that were of significant importance to me in my life at 15 years of age. And I really was like, thinking about it, and I was like, you're not that bad of a person. You're really great. You know, I like you, you know. And so when I got home, I was home by myself, and I came in, I sat my book bag on the floor, and I had a floor-length mirror in my bedroom. And I was standing there in front of that mirror, and I remember as clear as a bell that could ring on an alarm or that you would ring right now, is that's how clear it was. I remember this so vividly. That I was in my mind, but out loud, I was saying, you know, Sonia, you are enough. You are everything that you need to be for you. You are uniquely yourself. And I like you the way that you are, and I accept you for who you are and what you want to be. Guys, I have to tell you, literally that day I knew for an uncertainty that I was enough for myself and that being enough for Sonia Leray was going to be what I needed to take me anywhere and everywhere that I thought I wanted to go and be. And not only that, I had a mom and I had relatives that poured into me. That same kind of fervor and that same belief. And a lot of times people don't have that. And I tell you all, I came up with a different kind of cultural background. You know, my mom was a hippie. So, you know, it was a different kind of a playing field for myself and my sibling and all. Because literally we were encouraged to be individualized. We were encouraged to look at things broad and differently. And we were accepted for the unique people that we were. And as an artist, which I'm an artist, I am very different. I'm very unique. I'm uniquely myself, as I like to say. But needless to say, that meant that that day of recognizing that moment that I was enough, it changed and it pivoted my life in such a way that it impacted me to this very day, that I never stopped believing. I never stopped seeing myself through my own eyes and even to push myself just a little bit harder. So I say that to say, with this being stated, what does it mean to be enough and what doesn't it mean? See, first, you are enough does not mean that you have been measured, considered, judged, that you are finally enough and have the labeling, like somebody stuck a badge on you, that you're being enough. See, being enough just means you are enough that you are a are and were made to be as you are. That you are made to be as you are. You might be saying to yourself, well, what are you talking about, Sonia? And I'm stating you are enough, meaning you can grow and change and continue to become because you aren't trying to prove yourself. Aha! You see that? You're not trying to prove yourself. And when you stop or you're stopping the feelings as if you have to prove yourself, you're able to live fuller, happier lives. And when you are enough, you don't need others to pour into you as much as you think to maintain your healthy checks and balances within your life. People still going to pour into you, but it's not going to be in the same way. It's going to be a different kind of balance when they start to pour into you differently. It's more of an enriching kind of soil that they're starting to plant and place into your life instead of it being something that's going to constantly feed and nurture, 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 nurture. When you become enough in yourself, you don't need someone to co-sign on that for you. And see, Whispers, when I realized I was enough, I no longer was preoccupied with others' thoughts of me. I was no longer trying to fit into a mold that I would never fit into. That's the other thing. You can never fit into a mold that other people want you to fit into. No matter what you do, how you change, or how it comes about, you never fit into the mold that they want. And a key element that you hear me tell you all many times is my mom said, once you lose yourself, it is so hard to get that back. And so with that being said, it is ergo your level of self-awareness and your mindset. You see, this all comes back to our mindset, meaning will you dwell on your flaws or accept them, move past them, grow? Remember, 2021, growth mindset. Mindset means to remember, it means to establish set of attitudes held by someone. That is a mindset. Mindset means that it's an established set of attitudes held by someone. So our way that we hold on to things, how we establish our mind to be, is what is the key element. And I want to take a moment to explore why and how you should believe you are enough. And this is where you may want to even take a few more notes. And don't worry, like I said, if I'm moving fast or if I say something that you don't catch, we're gonna go. You can go back and listen to the playback because that's something that is great about a podcast, that you can come back and you can listen to it again. You can play it again and pick up even more jewels. So first and foremost, confidence. The feeling or belief that you can rely on someone or something or a firm trust is what confidence is. And confidence is everything. I know this may seem, you know, overrated, but nothing feels better than having confidence in yourself. And confidence helps us shape our overall view of ourselves as well. And it helps us know that we are enough, especially for ourselves. So confidence is the first key element, confidence. The second thing is there are what I like to call the four diamonds of being enough. And some people label these like the four golden nuggets. Some people say it's the four gems of life. But I like to call them the four diamonds of being enough. And that we all fall under, one, being worthy, two, being loved, three, being validated, and four, acceptability. See, these four diamonds are met every day through the things we are most passionate about in our lives, no matter what it is. I don't care if you're passionate about your artwork, your music, your career, your family, teaching other people, giving back to your community. These we already are a part of, and these diamonds, which make us enough, are key elements in our life. So that's being worthy, being loved, being validated, and acceptability. Those are those four diamonds. And the approval of others does not matter. Whispers, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying, because we strive to build key relationships with other people, but what I'm speaking of are those that are negative and don't place value into you. They kind of take from you constantly. And we want people that build, accept, and accept our values and enhance and broaden our mindset. Those are the people that we want to kind of fill our life with. And you don't have to have a ton of people like that. You can have maybe one, two. Some people just have that one person that really kind of pours back into them in that way. And that's just fine. And the next thing is having gratitude. Uh-oh, we heard that before. Remember, Whispers? I told you all about that before. Being aware of things we are grateful for only can help build stronger qualities. And like I said in that episode before, I had given you all a great challenge. I challenged you to write five things you are grateful for 30 days each day. Five things. Have you started the challenge? Did you pick me up on it? Did you take it seriously? Because, see, by doing that, we're building. We're building that foundation. It's strong. It doesn't matter what comes up against it. It doesn't matter what happens. It's solid. So by being grateful or having gratitude will fulfill our need of being enough. You see, it all ties in. Everything that I speak about on our weekly basis, different key elements that we talk about, eventually it all ties in certain ways, be it from our mindset, be it how we see ourselves. Are we giving enough to us? Is it selfishness or are we giving or taking? It all are key elements on building these building blocks. And remember what matters from what doesn't matter. Did you hear me? Remember what matters from what does not matter. Everything doesn't need to be assigned value in our lives. Everyone doesn't get a front row seat. And everything doesn't require you to readjust to fit into it. And remember, what really matters is what nurtures and creates the value and doesn't take away. So did you catch the element again? Remember, what matters from what does not matter. Everything does not need an assigned value. Everyone does not get a front row seat. You ever go somewhere and there's you are not in the front row? You might be like row 13, but you're not in the front row. You go to concerts. If you don't get a ticket early enough, you may be in the nosebleed section if you're not careful, but you're still there. So everyone doesn't need to be in that front row for you. And everything does not require you to readjust to fit in. So now that these are these different key elements that I told you, I have a last key element, and this one is the most important factor. So come really close and pay attention to what I'm going to tell you. Once you can accept that you are enough, powering, did you hear me? Once you can accept that you are enough, that's what's empowering. Why? Because knowing you are enough helps you to strive to be whoever you want to be, and it opens up limitless possibilities. Did you hear me? Whispers, this is the key of all keys right here. That knowing you are enough helps you to strive to be whoever and whatever you decide to be. And it opens up limitless possibilities. I can't tell you, once I accepted myself that I was enough for Sonia Lorraine, things really shifted for me. I came into a whole different kind of perspective. I became somebody that I really was starting to really enjoy and like at 15 years old. I started to really kind of see what it was about. And my mom even noticed a difference in me. And my brother, he celebrated it because he was always uniquely himself. And he always walked with a different kind of, as they say, swagger. And I really liked that about him because he was just so cool to me anyway, because he's my big brother. But still, it was just like, this guy was just pretty awesome. And being enough is powerful. And I hope all of you whisperers can say, I am enough. And if you can't say it today, start working, chipping, and going at it. Because you are enough. You are enough. You're enough for yourself. You know what? I have a motivational quote I like to give you all. And I saw this, and I really loved it. I don't know who said it or where it came from, but I did see it. I saw it actually on Pinterest one afternoon. And it says, I am enough. I have always been enough. I will always be enough. I love that. It's simple, but it's so clear and so true. I am enough. I have always been enough, and I will always be enough. You know what? I love that we can come into this room, and this is our safe space, and we can have these type of discussions that I hope broaden your view, and it also makes other conversations come up, and maybe you can pour into your children or your family or someone who needs to hear this and that they can see how important it is and how they are enough or how you are enough. So, you know, I like to always give you a few takeaways. So what's your takeaways for this episode? So we have a clear meaning of enough. We stated that enough means adequate, competent, sufficient, and necessary. Adequate, competent, sufficient, necessary. We have our key point. We have our key point that I told you, which is that being enough helps you to be self-accepting, no longer devaluing your worth or your possibilities. And knowing you are enough helps you to strive to be whoever and whatever you want to be, and it opens up limitless possibilities. Whispers, this has been a full discussion. I mean, I really love topics like this. And, you know, before I came on air, I was speaking with kind of like my studio and different ones that work with me. And they were asking me, like, for me to have such a strong and powerful view of myself at 15 years of age, did I feel that it had something to do with how my upbringing was? And I said, there's a grand possibility maybe it was, because like I said, my mom, she was, you know, a hippie. My father is a musician. And so it was a different kind of mindset, but that doesn't mean that everyone that is out here has that kind of background or anything like that. What happens is when people realize that that realization comes in their life, it doesn't matter how old you are. And I've heard people and I have colleagues that told me that when they found out or they realized they were enough, they were in like their 20s. Some was in their 30s. I had a friend who said she was about 45. But the realization, when it hits you and it comes onto you, is something that is dynamic and it shifts everything that you possibly had in you before, and you have more of a clearer picture. So I encourage you all to go back, listen to the replay, and share it with someone who needs to hear this conversation. And hey, you guys, don't forget, I want you to come and get social with me, because you know I'm on social media. I'm on Instagram, and my Instagram is www.instagram.com facebook.com/whispersinabottle_podcast. I'm on Facebook at www.facebook.com/whisperinabottle, no S. And we're also on Twitter at www.twitter.com/WHISPERSBOTTLE. You must put it in the way that I spelled it, because if not, we won't come up. So again, that's capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. Or you can simply go to our Linktree link at www.linktree, and it's linktr.ee.com/LaPazImaging, LaPazImaging. And just follow the links there. You'll even see where you can hear Whispers in a Bottle and other podcast stations as well. And we're on Spotify, we're on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. So, you know, join us. But next week's discussion, you don't want to miss it, because, as you know, the month of March is Women's History Month. And with that being said, Monday, the 8th, is International Women's Day. So our conversation is going to be about women, the importance of celebrating other women. So I hope you all will join us again next week. We're here every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And thank you for tuning in and listening to Whispers in the Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia LaRae, Certified Lifestyle Relationship Counselor, Educator, and Motivational Speaker. And I hope you all have a fabulous weekend. And please remember, wear your mask and be safe. Thank you for tuning in.